Mass protests broke out in Egypt to oppose Morsi's most recent presidential decree, as protesters call it a power grab. Calls for demonstration in Tahrir Square, as well as other main squares around the country, were answered by hundreds of thousands of Egyptians.
We gathered here today and elsewhere around the country to voice our rage over this catastrophic presidential decree. The president must listen to our legitimate demands.
The call for the demonstration was made by the opposition parties, as well as workers' union, including the lawyers and journalists. Protesters called for the complete withdrawal of the decree and vowed to continue their demonstration in the square till their demands are met.
This million-man march is just the beginning. All of us came here today to declare our dissatisfaction with the constitutional declaration, which, if remains unamended, will invariably pave the way for a new dictatorship.
While Tahrir remained peaceful, clashes were reported in a number of government offices, including Al-Mahalla and Alexandria, between Morsi and the opposition supporters. A last-minute meeting on Monday between President Morsi and Egypt's top judges had failed to end the crisis and was followed by judges starting an open-ended strike in Egypt's High Court building to take a stand against what they described as unprecedented attack on the independence of the judiciary. Morsi had repeatedly stressed that the decree will remain unchanged.
The vast crowds that filled Tahrir and other squares around Egypt came out to say that they refused the presidential decree, which they feel it undermines the principles of the Egyptian state. But how will Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood overcome this challenge remains to be seen. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.